WJTL, it's Mike and Tyler, people like us. Lizzie Morgan, maybe the miracle before that. Good morning and happy Thursday, 7:04.
You can join Christy Lee as she counts down WJTL's top 25 every Friday morning from 9 to 11. In case you missed that, she does it again Saturday evenings from 7 to 9. The top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
Good morning. Our very special guest this morning, Jordan Pine, is the founder and CEO of Greenlight Operation. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning.
So wonderful to have you here.
Oh, it is a joy to join you.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Well, hello, family. It's great to see you and friends. And
tell us all about Greenlight Operation. What do you do?
Yes, so with Greenlight Operation, we are on a mission to strategically combat human trafficking through educational initiatives and serve sex trafficked women through a continuum of restorative care. So we are located here in central Pennsylvania, but we serve the entire state with our services.
And you started in 2018.
We did. We started with a heart for people to understand what human trafficking is so they feel better equipped to get involved and to help make a difference in our region and state.
And how have things changed in those years since you've begun?
What we have seen is as people better understand human trafficking, they're more likely to get involved. And through that, we're seeing very creative solutions come forward. And we love just hearing the passion from others and finding ways to equip and mobilize them in the fight against human trafficking. And so one of those ways is through our Restoration Home Project, which will serve women who have been exploited through human trafficking as we help to restore dignity and value into their lives.
So the education process, how does that work? What are the different avenues that you get the word out?
Yes. So we host free seminars. So for any schools or churches, workplaces that are interested in learning about human trafficking, we cultivate trainings that are really attainable for individuals, whether it's a 30-minute segment or you want to do a lunch and learn. We have offerings for that. But we also have a podcast as people want to learn more about it throughout the week as well.
What's your podcast called?
Our podcast is it's simply the Greenlight Operation Podcast.
Oh,
nice
that was
and
smart
easy
to
find.
Call it that. Yeah. Yes. So can they find it anywhere online?
They can. You can find it on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and YouTube.
Very cool. Now, from the restoration process that you guys do, how do those women come to you? How are they referred, and how do you find out about them?
Yes, because we're so prevalent in the community, it's very common for us to get maybe an email, a phone call, or for survivors to even come to us at an event and say, I need help and assistance, and what are some of those opportunities? But also, we're finding and connecting with individuals through social services and others who have also been educated about this and seeking assistance.
And I'm guessing your run for Restoration is helping to fund what you're doing with those women.
It sure is. So on May 4th, we are hosting our Run for Restoration. And this is such an easy way for individuals to say, I want to take a stand for freedom and restoration and come and support this Restoration Home Project. And that'll be on May 4th at City Island in Harrisburg.
Lots of fun. Can people sign up ahead of time to be a part of that?
They absolutely can. So they can sign up at greenlightoperation.org. And then you want to do the /events, but it'll be nice and easy to find it at our website.
Yeah, check it out, greenlightoperation.org. Can they find out about the podcast from that website as well? Do you have links to it?
They absolutely can. Yes, yeah. We do have that on our About page and also on our social media accounts. And we're on Instagram and Facebook.
Check it out, greenlightoperation.org/events to find out about the Run for Restoration coming up May 4th. City Island in Harrisburg, it kicks off at 9 a.m. And we're going to talk more with Jordan coming up. So we invite you to stick around. Music on the way too. Cochran & Company is next.